sugar gonna be on my mind till my honey comes around. Bittersweet woman, won't you move to my beat, cause you know just how I like to get down. Hit up my baby for some chocolate, cause I like to keep it rocking, but you always give me some sweet. Must be love on the inside and trying to play high. Hear more to go see, just a bit bittersweet. Sugar gonna be on my mind till my honey comes around. Bittersweet woman, won't you move to my beat, cause you know just how I like to get down. Hit up my baby for some chocolate, cause I like to keep it vacuum, but you always give me some sweet. Must be love on the inside, I'm trying to play hide and mother and go see. Butterflies, where's and why's, wondering when you gon' come. Stupid is, yeah, stupid does, play a game that ain't even fun. Yeah, sugar gon' be on my mind till my honey comes around. Bittersweet woman, won't you move to my beat, cause you know just how I like to get down. Hit up my baby for some chocolate, cause I like to keep it vacuum, but you always give me some sweet. Must be love on the inside, I'm trying to play hide and go see. Slam dum bada, slam dum bada, slam dum gada, dum da dum bada, slam dum gada, slam dum gada, slam dum gada.
Right there with his song Bittersweet, and he's joined by David Alderdice on drums. And you're here in town to play at the Blue Sage Center for the Arts this evening. The show is starting at 8.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, welcome to the area.
Hey, thank you. Beautiful to be here.
Yeah, so you're on tour and you just came from the West Coast, right?
Right.
And your guitar broke last night, I guess, huh? Just fell apart. What are you doing to it?
Again. Yeah, there was this, you know, at the base of it, there's this giant crack that we were rehearsing last night. And I'm like, oh, well, this needs to be attended to. And I mean, the sound was fairly dead as well. So luckily we had the clamps, we rigged it together. And I mean, anybody listening, go check out my thing on Instagram. You'll see a picture of what it looked like with in the ER.
Ah.
Yeah.
So when is it time to like let go of a guitar?
Never. No, we can't do it. When is it time to sell your child? Come on now.
All right. So you'll just keep patching it together. As long as you possibly can.
As long as I possibly can. And even when I can't, it'll still be in the family. You know, it might not be roadworthy, but yeah, right. I love this. I love this guitar.
Nice.
Yeah, for sure.
So you just came out with your first CD, right? Mm-hmm. And it's titled The Divine Game. And you recorded it in Brooklyn.
Indeed.
Tell me a little bit about this CD. What was that process like? And
good God. It was the process of an entire lifetime. I can't say I've ever done anything like, you know, anything out here in the real world, like something tangible that was even approached something like this. You know, it took over a year front to back and many, many years before that in conception. Some of these tunes are a number of years old and didn't want to let go of them until I gave them the light of day, like kind of showed them the interpretation I always heard for them. So by the time we finally got to recording, I already felt like I had lived a lifetime with some of these tracks. And then from there, it's like, oh, okay, now you have to work with, you know, real live humans. And it's like, well, you know, growing up an only child and, you know, being a solo songwriter and this and that, like working with a bunch of incredible musicians and trying to, you know, get my vision across, but also, you know, allowing room for theirs. Holy, wow. Truly one of the hardest things I've ever done. But, you know, I mean, if you listen to the product, I think we did okay. I love how it landed personally.
And you raised the money to do it with Kickstarter. And so I watched your, and you raised it too. You got
somehow,
there. You even
some way.
Surpassed the goal, which is exciting.
Yeah, $13,500 of people who dig what I do and you know what we do enough to say, hey, yeah, this needs to exist. That was pretty humbling, pretty beautiful.
I thought the video that you know made for that Kickstarter campaign was great because it gave me a real idea of who you were. And I thought, you know, at first it seemed like you were super serious, like super serious guy.
Yeah.
Like you know, just took the project really seriously and everything, and I'm sure you do. But then you just threw in these things in the video that was like, no, this guy is kind of
a dope, right?
Just you have a sense of humor.
That's precisely it. And that's what the whole record represents to me, is this juxtaposition of, you know, the fact that half the time I feel like a fool and like a child, and the other half I feel really serious and like, you know, like I'm supposed to be working or something. And that's what all of life feels like, and that's what a lot of music feels like to me. So if you listen to the record, a tune like what we just played, Bittersweet, it's, you know, it's talking about some foolish relationship. And, you know, but then, you know, we'll get into tunes where, you know, it's straight from the soul, you know. It's like untranslated. Uh-huh. You know? So I think both of them exist in the world and in my life. And, yeah, anytime we can, you know, give a picture of the fullness of life, I think that we're better off for that.
You're from outside of Philadelphia, pretty close to Philly, right?
Yeah, I'll rep Philly. I'm not repping the main line. Outside of Philly is a place called the main line, which is where I was born. But then I was raised more in the cornfields, even further out. So, yeah, I you know, call that area home.
Well, so that means you spent a lot of time in this very rural, like rolling hills.
Absolutely.
Kind of
cornfields,
gorgeous landscape, it looks like. And then, but in close proximity to Philly, which is like a city, you know, definitely. A
super grimy one at that.
Yeah. Yeah. And a great one too.
For
it
sure.
Seems like,
no doubt,
you probably had a little bit of the best of both worlds in the sense that, you know, well, first of all, Philly has a great music scene, so you're probably able to get a little influence from there.
Yeah.
Did you go into the city a lot to?
Yeah, like once high school hit, then I started, you know, going to the clubs a lot. Before then, it was kind of the folk world because my pop is entrenched in that. He's one of those guys that plays 10 instruments and goes to the Philly Folk Fest every year. And So I was always straggling along. Some of my first musical memories are wandering around Philly Folk Fest in the mud and rain. So those are my roots, and everything I do, it feels like it has a root of folk music. But then from there it got into rock, classic rock, and then reggae and jazz and funk and blues, and the city influence with hip hop. I love hip hop, and by the time I started writing songs, I had this whole world of musical. I mean, I was just exposed to so much, and I guess I still to this day don't understand people who play folk music or play rock music. Like, everything, so much is cross-pollinated these days. It really blows my mind when someone still is able to be traditional, because, I don't know. I open my mouth and people don't know if I'm from New Orleans or Philly or California, even speaking. So all the more with music, it's like, I don't know. I just figure, why not just throw it on a jambalaya and
mix
see what
up.
Comes out. Absolutely.
Definitely.
It's my favorite type of music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm here with Orion Freeman and David Alderdice on drums. And I'd love to hear another song, guys.
Yeah.
And what are we going to hear next?
This is the Golden Cage.
Traveling away, Oh, chocolate caramel, pecan delight. I can't find my candelabra, my life. I'm alone in the finest cage my time can buy. Let me out. Let me out, let's go cut a cage. Let me out. Let me out, for I suffocate. Let me out. Let me out, let's be a mountain maze. Let me out. Let me out, for I go and say. Almost down, another day gone. The tide's creeping in to take what must go. The flowers all know it's time to. All the leaves on the trees will be silent. Am I waiting on me? Am I waiting on you? Ooh, let me out. Let me out. Let's go cut a case. Let me out. Let me out. For I suffocate.
Is the song Golden Cage from Orion Freeman, David Alderdice on drums. Wow, that was really pretty. What inspired that song?
Purgatory, hell, heaven. I don't know, that's one of those tunes where doesn't feel like anything happened per se. It just, one day I was feeling intensely, and next thing I knew, I was doing that. You know, there wasn't really any thought given to it. You know, I think some of the best tunes just come from that pure space of unfiltered emotion that you then translate into words and sounds. So, yeah, it's been a long road, and that when that came out, it felt like the culmination of a lot of the stuff that had taken place to date. Yeah, so that I view that as one of the more important tunes that I've written for me. You know, one of the pieces that that it represents, you know, a big chunk of my journey, and also represents a, you know, a piece of that longing that I feel is really integral to what who I am and what I do. That sense of, you know, there's something more than this. There
right.
must be. I know. Yeah.
Very nice. And how, so you guys just basically met a couple days ago or a day ago or something, you and David?
Yeah, I just showed up and said, hey, yo, bro, do you got a couch I could sleep on?
So that always amazes me that, like, to me, it looks like you guys have played this song a million times together.
Right.
And I'm not a musician, so I don't know, you know, what to look for as far as, you know, that kind of thing. But is that how it is with a lot of professional musicians, where you literally say, this is the song, and they just pick it up and make it happen that way?
Close enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you're dealing with somebody like David, it's a treat for sure, because he's been there, done that with, you know, everything from, you know, folk to Zydeco and back. So it's nice finally having a record, you know, that works as a template, saying, you know, here's the record. But then from there, yeah, you basically just show up, and it's certainly different translating a 12 or 15 piece into a 2-piece. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the biggest part, is like mapping out the structure of the tune. Like, that's number one. And then trying to figure out, all right, well, you know, I don't want a straight drum kit, and I don't want just a, you know, a cajon, like hand percussion. Like, you know, what can we do with what you have to make it sound like a fuller unit? Like, he's basically playing, you know, the percussion and the drums at the same time. He's getting all that flavor. If you listen to the record, he's kind of covering all the bases that, you know, was not only like a drummer doing a bunch of stuff, but was a percussionist overdubbing 3 to 4 to 5 different things. And so he's doing his best to give justice to all that, and doing a pretty damn good job for sure.
Yeah, I notice he has all kinds of little apparatus yeah. over there. It looks like he has like an oven mitt hanging off his...
It's some sort of like torture chamber over there, I think.
He's good that way, though. It doesn't look like a normal drum kit. In fact, I don't think I've ever seen you play a drum kit that looked normal to me.
Usually yeah, I don't think he's ever done the same thing twice from what I've heard, right? If you go into his little studio, like, I mean, it's wall-to-wall percussion toys from all over the globe, and, you know, you have to just drop your mouth for, oh, you know, just, wow, it's amazing. It's so we kind of just go and like, ooh, I want that and that and that. And it's really cool. It was fun piecing together this little unit.
So what's next for you after you leave? You're going to go to other parts of Colorado and do some touring, or?
So I'll do another, you know, week and a half out here in Colorado, and then go back for the big, like the big CD release parties in New York and Philly, having some of the players that were on the record joining me for that. And the Philly one specifically is going to be, you know, like a 10 or 12 piece band, which will be a first. I've never played with more than like a quartet or something. So, you know, given a chance to have the record bloom in front of people live is going to be fun and maddening too, of course, because there's not going to be a whole lot of rehearsal time again.
Uh-huh.
It's a bunch of pro musicians like kind of communing around the same, you know, around the same music at the same time, and say, okay, let's try this out. Yeah.
What do you do when it doesn't go right? Like, what?
Just find a corner and cry. Try not to trip out, really. That's like number one. Like,
yeah,
no, we're cool. This is how it's supposed to sound.
Yeah.
Which
no,
hard,
a lot of musicians are pretty good at that, and it must just come from experience, but very rarely do I see people flip out when sure. it doesn't go how they
just stop
plan.
The song.
I'm sure you have to be flexible, right? That's part of the,
you know, that's
of the
one
deal.
Of the, that's one of the greatest life lessons of this being a musician for me, because I'm not very flexible often. You know, I have my way. I'm like, you know, born and only child, and like, you know, there was I don't know. There's just a certain protocol that I like to adhere to, and so when the tune's not going, and being a perfectionist with music too, it's really, really hard to hear something that's not the way it's quote air quote supposed to be, and just be cool with it, and actually not only just be cool with it, but maybe try to build on it and spin it into something that maybe you weren't expecting. That's that's been really hard for me, but I feel like I'm doing better. I come from a place of like, yeah, wanting to just stop the song and be like, no. So yeah, I've upgraded from there.
And I'm speaking with Orion Freeman. I hope we have time for another song, you guys.
Yeah.
He's going to be playing tonight at 8 o'clock at the Blue Sage in Paonia.
So orionfreeman.com will get you to all the tour dates and the new record, which, you know, I can't wait for more people to hear. So please check that out.
Good deal.
Cool. So this last one is the first track we released off the record, kind of as a single, as if that even exists, you know, kind of just send it out to radio and they choose what they like. But you know, this is what I viewed as the little single, kind of, you know, taking this to Hawaii a bit here. It's called Lovely Lady.
All right.
About my lady, I'm mesmerized by the way she moves. And they say, but that girl, she don't go nowhere without a bag, pocket full of blues. And she knows that sometimes these times are hard. Oh yeah, the harder they stole. She says, I'm just gonna go on and take what is mine until I can find a home. And I said, Lord, oh lovely lady, why won't you stay with me here tonight? Yeah, when everything I'm doing feels like it's so wrong. Wishing that she could feel warm. Every time I find a little shelter, oh, in moves the next winter storm. It's an endless array of broken hearts, salted wounds and unfulfilled dreams. I'm silenced by a stream of bitter teardrops. Why can't things ever be more than they seem? So I say, lovely, oh lovely lady, why won't you stay with me here tonight? Yeah, when everything I'm doing feels like it's so wrong. Feel alright, yeah. She found some rest in her soul. Oh, good times, they're coming in, they go. As the Lord watches it all with open arms. And I said, Lord, oh lovely lady, why won't you stay with me tonight? Yeah, when everything I'm doing feels like it's so wrong. Alright, I said, lovely, lovely lady, oh, why won't you stay? Why won't you stay with me tonight? Yeah, when everything I'm doing feels like it's so wrong, you make me feel alright. I said, when everything I'm doing feels like it's so wrong, you